This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I like Elon Musk's style. I like his refusal to conform to the dictates of the dictators and his cool sci-fi villain's name. But here's the thing. I'm under no illusions that Elon Musk is going to save us. Is he a visionary thinker? Yes, he is. Is he a useful ally? Yes, he is. But the guy who's going to save America? Nope. That's not his intention, and that's not how this works. We got to save ourselves. Elon Musk is useful for discrete tasks that require both money and testicular fortitude, like trying to buy Twitter, throwing off the censorship of Cupertino's Dolores Umbridge Corps. And there's a reference for you, Harry Potter virgins, will be invaluable, not primarily because it will allow the shunned the chance to tweet again, but because it will cheer our side and demoralize the enemy. Remember, our elite enemy is desperately trying to stick their soft, girlish fingers into the narrative, into the dike to plug up the leaks of unapproved thought that keeps spilling out. The ruling caste knows it, maintains its sinecure, not because of persuasion, but by power. And if they can't silence and subdue us, they'll be trampled in the stampede to those who actually can adequately perform the job of running society. That's why suddenly free speech is morphed into a threat to democracy. And of course, democracy is a threat to democracy. And let's be clear. Who we're talking about, or rather, who we aren't. Donald Trump is not one of those oligarchs. He is and was a celebrity. He had a personal brand built over the years. And yeah, he was a rich guy with his own plane, plenty of real estate, and top-shelf arm candy, but he was also tight with the buck. Trump's impact came from taking his place at the head of an orphan political movement no one else had the vision to lead. It did not come from him opening up his checkbook. Money can be extremely helpful, even though it is not a substitute for political leadership. The Elon Musks and the Peter Thiels and the rest of the non-left rich guys can be useful at times, but they're not conservative ideologues like us. And it's not because they don't have a comprehensive political vision. It is that, except for Trump and maybe Ross Perot, they're not positioned to become the avatar of one out there in the electorate that existing polls have failed to claim and harness. For that reason, to lean on the crassest contingent is to court consistent disappointment. Remember the Koch brothers? They gave the left fits. But they were not America First Nationalists. They were quirky libertarians who, for every three good policy positions, held one that we reject, like freeing criminals or sending a bong to every high school grad. Last one's probably not a thing, but only because they didn't think of it before fading away. And again, they were intermittently useful, and in the main, a plus, but they were not us. Not surprisingly, the businessmen tend to focus on the businessy stuff. And the economic factors are important, but not necessarily determinative of the issues that really matter in our lives. Business exists on a plane that is not political. It's all based on money. It's all based on the acquisition of money, the repositioning of money, the moving around of money, the taking money and making more money with it. What is really contributing to the falling quality of American life is not just the fact that gas costs so much that you have to run a credit report to fill up your Chevy, though that is important. And sure, that a lot of the manufacturing jobs departed to lesser countries is also an issue. And that's one the rich guys tend not to get too super worked up over. But that's also not necessarily the main issue today. The main issue today is culture. As in, who gets to run it? Us or the woke groomer mutants? And that issue is the one that the rebel oligarchs are at least likely to rebel over. They don't have kids in public schools. Little John Nerfs, or whatever bizarre name Musk laid on his last kid, is not going to come home and say, "Daddy, my teacher told me I'm privileged and also that my blank has nothing to do with my sex." This is a problem that we less enormously wealthy people face. So it's probably not really on his radar screen. And in Musk's case, there's a literal radar screen, and it will soon be tracking a rocket to Mars. Even if he was interested, it is unclear what he would do to help solve this. Big money works in the macro. Though Mark Zuckerberg's targeted payoffs to Democratic municipalities to manufacture Democrat votes pioneered a new way to do it. That won't happen again because we'll be watching for a rerun next time, and you know the Democrats will be watching for the same from us. And what fighting these battles takes is really 100,000 outraged moms showing up at a school board meeting and yelling and running themselves if they can't scare the incumbents into doing their jobs instead of submitting to big woke. And that's something only we can do. Elon Musk can help at the margins, but he's not going to make it all better for us, and nor should he. Looking for a white knight with big bags of cash to pour out and make it all better is dodging our duty. It wouldn't last. We're citizens, and being a citizen means you have to be an activist. It means you have to be invested in this. You got to have skin in the game. Serfs and subjects have it easy. They toil in their master's field, then kick back afterwards. But we not only have to do our own toiling in our fields, but we have to take some of our free time to go participate in our own governance. And that's how it's supposed to be. And fine, let's welcome the rich guys who want to help us out where they can. No problem with that one. But let's not lose sight of the fact that this is our country, and we're the ones responsible for taking it back. We're the ones that make it run. We're the ones that defend it. All of you out there right now today that have a concealed carry permit, not the permitless carry people, because I don't know how many of those of you that are out there, but the ones that we know about with the permits, 20-some-odd million. Do you know what you guys actually do? You actually are a deterrent against crime. Not the police, not the law, you. And that is as it should be. This is citizenry 101 at its highest level. The gun carriers of the United States are the most adamant of citizens today. So, as we sit here and look at this, and, you know, if Elon Musk and, you know, Ron DeSantis, if he in Florida and Musk can break Twitter, let's break them and let's enjoy it from afar, because we can't do that. But that's not saving the country. That's just buying Twitter. If Twitter goes away tomorrow, what have we lost? Besides the ability to tweet. I'm not even sure that's something I would even miss. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now you need to understand something. It's not that the left doesn't understand the idea of personal freedom. It's that they only want such rights for themselves and the few others granted special status by the left who thinks rights only exist when they say they do. Nowhere has this ideological flaw been so apparent than throughout the pandemic. Democrat officials from the federal level all the way down to city councils use public health authority to run roughshod over individual freedom. Cities barred residents from going outside maskless, even when alone on an empty street. Non-essential workers were prohibited from leaving their homes. Travelers were required to wear masks at all times. Eventually, the Biden administration tried to force vaccines on millions of us, putting an exclamation point on the left's disregard for individual freedom was their reaction to a federal judge in Florida striking down the CDC travel mask mandate this week. For them, the long-delayed end to one of the last visual vestiges of the pandemic was an existential crisis. It elicited something of a death rattle from those on the left whose entire identities and personal purpose were evidently wrapped up in adhering to and enforcing COVID protocol. And even though it was leftist Democrats who used their authority to restrict individual freedom, leftists ironically reacted to the federal judge's ruling that struck down the CDC mandate for travelers by accusing the Trump-appointed judge of being part of a power-drunk juristocracy. Which, by the way, is quite rich coming from them since they, you know, they used to, that's what they did. That's what they do. They use the legal system to make law, right? That's what they do. But now that somebody else is out here actually saying something's not constitutional, they're out there accusing them of making law. Other leftists fretted about the ruling as a move to diminish the authority of the national government to act across many fronts while increasing the authority of state governments. The horrors of federalism are apparently terrifying to the leftists who just love when the federal government stomps on the individual liberty of Americans. And even though U.S. Airlines and Amtrak and several big city public transit agencies followed the federal judge's lead and rescinded their mask mandates, the left reacted seemingly strongly to Uber's decision to follow suit. Again, it demonstrated their absolute ignorance of individual liberty. What about the driver's safety, they were shrieking, apparently ignoring the fact that anyone can still choose to wear a mask, however silly they may look. Other leftists demanded special accommodation to be able to order Ubers only with drivers who agreed to wear masks to soothe their own personal irrational anxiety. Am I allowed to require my driver to wear a mask? That's a question out there right now. The left is exceptional at feigning ignorance of individual freedom, but only when it comes to things with which they disagree. When it comes to personal freedom, they claim guarantees their right to kill unborn children. They act as though God, as if they believed in him, personally descended from the clouds to tell them they had a right to have an abortion. But proving the left's flawed and inconsistent ideology, even their nominees to the Supreme Court of the United States can't or won't say when the Constitution protections attach themselves to a human life in its development. And yeah, I'm talking about you, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Then on Wednesday, Ginger Goebbels gave us the cherry on the top of the less authoritarian God complex when she said the quiet part out loud about the Biden administration's decision to appeal the federal judge's ruling on the CDC mandate. According to Peppermint Patty, the quiet part out loud admission, the Biden Department of Justice is looking to appeal the ruling for current and future public health crises because we want to preserve that authority for the CDC to have in the future. Let me say that again, because we want to preserve that authority for the CDC to have in the future. And there you have it. It's not about the White House's beloved science. It's about preserving Biden's power that Fauci, Walensky, and they've all wielded since taking office to suppress individual liberty and personal choice. They want to make sure The future COVID variants or the next out-of-control virus can be used to shut down the country, change election policy, silence dissent, and be used to punish conservatives who believe the Constitution and its protections of God-given freedoms always apply. While the left's suppression of individual freedom has been bad, it's far less dystopian than what the world has watched play out in Shanghai in recent days. But the attitude and underlying ideology are the same. As the Chinese Communist Party drones the stray Shanghai apartment balconies with its propaganda said, "Control your soul's desire for freedom." It's the same message from the leftists and the leftist media and the leftist Democrats. Your freedom is what they decide it is. We have never, ever, ever, ever shut down the country after, and we've been through 12 pandemics prior to this one. We've never done it. And yet, with this one, this was the moment. This was the opportunity. So they thought. And so they took it. They took the opportunity. And they tested it. And they saw what they could get out of it. And they think that this is something they want to preserve. Well, no, they don't think. They know this is something they definitely want to preserve. So we'll see. Hopefully this appeal will be shot down as well. The fact that Ketanji Brown Jackson is in the Supreme Court doesn't change anything as far as if it ever gets to that court. Still, she's still only one vote. It's still 6-3 if things go right. But we'll see. But always remember this. They only hate it when they find out that they can't force you to give up freedom. Can't have that. We've got to preserve that. We've got to preserve that right for our government. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden has announced a new $800 million aid package to Ukraine. At the Pentagon with the Ukrainian Prime Minister, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says that the Russian invasion is Putin's war of choice.
Today we call again on Russia to end its aggression, to halt its atrocities, and to suspend its military operations, and to withdraw its forces and equipment from Ukrainian territory without delay.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis isn't happy with the Justice Department's decision to appeal a court ruling striking down the federal mask mandate on mass transit. DeSantis saying there should be no mandates, period. The Dow losing 368 points on Thursday. This is USA Radio News. The Fed Reserve Chair says while economic matters are important, there are fundamental issues at stake with the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
So in terms of the U.S. economy, we are a bit more remote from the immediate effects of the war compared to Europe, for example. But we will be feeling them over time.
At the spring IMF meeting panel, Jerome Powell admitting that while the United States economy is somewhat remote from the issues in Europe, the nation would feel pressure in the form of rising inflation over time. Royal Caribbean says one of its cruise ships based out of Port Canaveral, Florida, was hit by a cargo ship in the Bahamas. The cruise line saying the Mariner of the Seas suffered only minimal damage when it was struck Wednesday. In a statement, the company saying the ship was hit while it was docked and no one on board was injured. It added the cruise would continue on its planned itinerary. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, the New York Times reliable doomsayer Paul Krugman made another dramatic prediction yesterday, or day before yesterday, after a federal judge struck down the mask mandate. He said, soon we'll be seeing many incidents in which these who choose to protect themselves with KN95s, etc., face harassment, even violence. This is coming on a viral Twitter post with nearly 32,000 likes and more than 7,000 retweets, because this was never about freedom. Thanks for putting it that way, Paul. You're exactly correct. That latter point was the quiet part out loud, but just not the way he probably intended. Compulsory masking has always been about controlling you. Even NORAD's Santa Claus fell victim to the left's mask obsession. Since the inception of COVID-19, facial coverings became a sort of religious talisman among the left, who determined or demanded strict adherence to their pandemic ritual, no matter how useless it was, because it was utterly useless, and no matter the significant consequence to kids doing it. Now they want to take my guns away from me, because of the children, but the children can be masked all day long, no matter what it does to them. It's fine. Now, when the pendulum has occasionally swung in the opposite direction to see mandates lifted, however, those who force compulsory masking on their neighbors have fretted over minor mockery after the same population kicked families off airplanes for refusal to mask babies, barred kids from school who didn't mask up, and refused service to customers who didn't comply with the mask regime. There is no shortage of mask freakout compilations on YouTube, highlighting the virulent endeavor to muzzle the entire country. Recently, on Twitter, the libs of TikTok got out there and showed quite a few of them. And I mean, like a teacher calling a student a piece of blank and threatening to call the cops on this on a student for taking his mask off. Or, you know, various things. A student of the University of Tennessee was dragged out of the classroom by police for not wearing a mask. And that's just two, three of the, these are far from isolated incidents. 3 months ago in New York, 16-year-old girl was refused entry to her high school and was allegedly forced to sit in the cold with no access to food or water. Vincent Igo, the girl's father, told Fox News she was getting treated definitely worse than a prisoner. Even inmates in jail get offered food and water. In California, maskless students reported being barricaded in the school gym as administrators turned down the temperature to freeze them into compliance. February incident came just before stars and celebrities packed L.A. Super Bowl Stadium without face masks, despite local students being compelled to wear facial coverings for schoolroom entry the next day. Last fall, a substitute teacher reportedly taped a mask to a 9-year-old with plastic running across the face and from the nose to forehead after the student took a sip of water. Even those who did wear masks were persecuted for coverings that came with the wrong political expression. Individuals who wore masks reading "Let's Go Brandon," which is a popular euphemism for blank Joe Biden, on airplanes were forced to swap them for blue surgical masks or face being kicked off. And, it, you know, they were saying it was an FAA regulation that they had to do that. Spirit Airlines made a guy put on another mask because they said the "Let's Go Brandon" was offensive. But it's saying "Let's Go Brandon." It's not, you know, it's not using the other crass language now, is it? Earlier this year, enough momentum grew among Democrats to label airplane mask objectors as terrorists, worthy of being placed on a no-fly list, that Republican lawmakers felt compelled to write a letter to the Justice Department in protest. Even now, with the mask mandate lifted, Delta Airlines has about 2,000 people on their no-fly list that they will not, they're going to have to interview to see if they're going to behave correctly to get back on the on their planes. So here we are, 2 years of real incessant mass discrimination. There might be some harsh feelings toward those who impose their own COVID psychosis on the rest of the country, and now they expect unconditional grace from those smeared as disease-ridden parasites. Should anybody be violently harassed for their own decision on whether to mask? Respect is always a two-way street, and scaring people would be better off, or scared people. If you're scared, just stay home, okay? Or look at it this way. Maybe, you know, there's a bunch of the science deniers who are going to make a show of keeping their faces covered. Valerie Jarrett, she got on Twitter so that we could see her up close in a mask. That's great. Wearing my mask no matter what non-scientists tell me I can do. Wearing a mask, you know, ditching your mask at 30,000 feet isn't political or divisive. And it's not something to get worked up over. And it's nothing more than 14 days, which may or not be extended in perpetuity, to flatten the government's power trip. Of course, we're going to reevaluate the data and case counts as they emerge. So we're sure to remain 100% science-driven, and then we'll be sure to consult the Transport Workers Union of America for help crafting airline mask policies. Oh, I should have said that. But the question needs to be asked, don't these perpetual maskers care about other human beings? Because if naked faces protect just one person from depression or one toddler from developmental issues, it's all worth it. It's time to prioritize loving our neighbors, folks. And that means acknowledging masklessness as a small sacrifice that it is. Say it with me. Facial orifice rights are human rights. Human rights. Some oppressors just keep systemically muzzling us. And how many times do we have to write, my body, my choice, in puffy paint to break through to these people? If they insist on denying the science on masks and woo-foo mortality by covering their faces, they're free to do so, but they shouldn't be surprised when we start socially distancing from them because they're symptomatic of some sort of brain damage that was likely transmitted from the MSNBC airwaves or mutated from the Stelter variant. They're not going to like the mandateless new normal and all of the side effects that spread from it. As an example, in just a short time since the mandate was lifted, we've already seen an incredible increase in confirmed cases of personal freedom and an outbreak of deep breathing. People are finally able to exercise their natural immunity to virtue signaling and end this epidemic of finally following Rochelle Walensky. They can't stand it, which is sort of weird because we keep calling this unity. But for now, enjoy the fresh air and the smiles. Is the mandate going to return, you might be asking? I don't know. I'm not a virologist, but then again, it doesn't matter about that because it's never about science. It was always about controlling you and what you do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. President Asterisk has apparently told former President Barack Obama that he intends to run for re-election in 2024, which is hilarious. But it's not surprising because he's wanted to be president for decades, so his desire to keep the Oval Office is unsurprising. But the case for a second term is watery weak. And voters know it even if Democrats in Dreamland don't. Inflation is at its worst in 40 years, erasing wage growth. Crime is surging in many major cities. Employers are struggling with labor shortages. Illegal immigration could top 2 million encounters this year amid a border crisis spiraling out of control since virtually the moment Biden took office. Last time a Democrat ran for re-election under similar circumstances, he lost 44 states and the party didn't sniff the White House for 12 years. The only numbers worse than these dismaying stats are Biden's own dismal ratings. The Real Clear Politics polling average has the president's job approval underwater by more than 10 points. Quinnipiac and CNBC have his approval in the 30s. On specific issues such as immigration, his disapproval rating is as high as 60%. In April, Reuters Ipsos poll found that 61% believe the country is moving in the wrong track to just 25%. And who are they who say it's headed in the right direction? An Economist / YouGov survey taken around the same time showed a similar split, 60% wrong track, 28% right direction. This speaks to his most fundamental failure. He campaigned as an expert legislative tactician who was going to get big things done because he could unify the country and govern skillfully, in contrast with the erratic chief executive he was running against. Instead, he's gotten very little of his agenda passed, and the country remains as polarized as ever, and the major problems he was elected to solve linger indefinitely. Biden was supposed to bring back normalcy, and he could not. And on issues like COVID-19 protocols, his administration is fighting almost alone against things going back to normal, even if some supporters like the teachers' unions would prefer to see us still more masked and shut down. The American people stopped grading Biden on the not Donald Trump curve sometime around last year's chaotic exit from Afghanistan, though hardly a week goes by without the White House taking shots at the 45th president. So why would anybody think that Biden deserves another term? For many Democrats, Biden is an innocent bystander, a Forrest Gump-like witness to history with much worse luck. The only exceptions are the decline in unemployment and the robust GDP growth that would have inevitably occurred following the post-COVID economic reopening. That, they say, Biden's policies are directly responsible for. But like the inflation, it was supposed to be transitory. They hope Biden's fortunes are soon going to improve, right in time for the then 82-year-old to win re-election, like an old dog learning new tricks. But these are not unlucky things that have happened to Biden. The border is a mess because his immigration policies have made it one. Inflation is roaring because of trillions of dollars in federal spending, on which Biden would like to pile trillions more. Only his ineffectiveness as a legislative deal maker, one of his main selling points in the 2020 campaign, has prevented this problem from growing even worse. He ran a contradictory campaign for president. He promised the suburban voters he needed to win over. He would govern in a bipartisan fashion and keep his distance from the Democratic Party's left-wing excesses. He also vowed to his progressive base that he would sign its wish list into law with Democratic votes alone, like the second coming of FDR. Both of those things happening are an impossibility. Instead, he's arguably been a failure at both. He's largely eschewed bipartisanship, despite most of his few legislative achievements requiring Republican votes. He's gotten only one big leftist spending bill passed through reconciliation. Voters still identify the Democratic Party with masking fanatics, woke scolds, police defunders, haters of religious parents, despite Biden's efforts to distance himself, and often because of his administration's own policies. Four more years of this is not something to look forward to. Democrats are divorced from reality if they think most Americans want to do that, too. How many of you out there have a Netflix subscription? I still do at this moment. That's likely to change. There's a YouTube video which might interest you. It's 4 years old and it's picked up over 51 million views in that time. The video is an interview between Helen Lewis of the Atlantic and British GQ and the renowned, if controversial, Jordan Peterson. And it's what you would expect it to be, which is an hour and 42 minutes of Lewis, an obnoxious socialist who struggles to see anything from outside the third-wave feminist prism she's trapped in, attempting to insult and slur Peterson over his views and getting repeatedly run over. Peterson is masterful, and he's always in control. Spooky. And if you have the time, it's well worth watching in full. And 4 years after its publication, it is still relevant today. That interview came to mind yesterday when news hit that Netflix stock had cratered, losing almost 40% of its value following news that instead of gaining 2 million subscribers as projected, they'd actually lost 200,000. That is enormous. But Bill, they have so many. No, that's enormous. Their shares are down more than 60% since the beginning of the year. Various excuses were offered for the poor performance, but it isn't hard to understand the problem. And something that Peterson said in the interview explains it perfectly, or at least relates perfectly to the problem plaguing Netflix. Peterson argues in the video about 6.5 minutes in that the fundamental basis of the so-called patriarchal structure in Western civilization is not power. It's competence. It doesn't matter what your race or sex is. It matters if you're any good at your job. And the woke simply disregard competence and whine about identity because that is their route to power, which they do care about. Competence is held in very, very poor esteem by the ruling class in America and elsewhere in the modern West. Nowhere is that more evident than in the entertainment media industry, which, like many other economic sectors, which have come to be dominated by woke people who, like Lewis, mistake competence for power and vice versa, is falling apart. And you already know about the idiotic affirmative action measures the woke Motion Picture Academy is taking, measures which make it nearly impossible for any films which are not formulaic in their violence to history, custom, or mainstream Western culture to even be nominated for an Oscar again. Now, of course, nobody cares now about that. The Oscars are no longer a thing for anybody. Not, definitely not for me. I found it amazing that we followed Will Smith slapping Chris Rock for as long as we did. But, you know, Netflix has gone woke. Some of their offerings, one of their offerings is a Korean offering where they have a guy that is pregnant. He's expecting. And, well, you know, if you're not woke, you've got to fight the power. And if you're going to struggle badly to sign top directors and actors to take on projects, so you go with the flow. But woke makes terrible, terrible art that nobody wants to watch. Nobody wants to watch that nonsense. Nobody wants to see that garbage. There's one movie on there called Polar, which I find it completely unwoke because it's completely... It's almost like a caricature of an over-testosterone-filled murder romp with Mads Mikkelsen playing this this assassin they call the Black Kaiser. I find it very, very entertaining. But I don't watch any of that woke nonsense. So we'll see. We'll see what comes of it. Coming up next, 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.